Well, the bumpy start to March continues. In fact, the ASX 200 is back in negative territory today after lifting just yesterday. We've got the ASX 200 falling back by approximately 0.75%. Now, it could have been worse because earlier in the session, the market was actually down twice as much. And we also had quite a negative lead from Wall Street last night, with the S&P 500 actually dropping back by about 1.3%. So we've at least bounced off those lows. It's quite remarkable to think that for the best part of 3 weeks, the market has improved one day and then fallen back the next almost every single day. So that just suggests that it has been quite a volatile run for recent weeks, as the bond market movements have been quite unexpected. Now today, while there are losses across most sectors, it's really just a handful of stocks that are doing most of the damage. We've got about 10 companies that are trading ex-dividend, but there are four in particular that are weighing heavily. This includes BHP and Rio, CSL, and also Woolies. Now, BHP and Rio are paying out their biggest dividends on record in the next month and a half. So that's a reason why we've got BHP down about 2.5%. We've got Rio Tinto down around 5% as well. Actually, the declines are largely in line with their dividend payments. CSL, the largest company in the healthcare sector, is ex-div, and it's down about 4%. And the largest supermarket chain, Woolies, also ex-div, and it's down about 3.5% today. We've also had some results from Myer, half-year results, actually. Its shares are down 10%. In response at the moment. Revenue was down about 13% for the group to about $1.4 billion. And this was a reflection of store closures partly during the pandemic, and obviously the big drop in foot traffic that ensued following that, and particularly in Melbourne, in Sydney, and also in Brisbane. Now, this was partly offset by strong sales online. In fact, online sales for Myer rose 71%. The biggest improvements actually in percentage terms were actually from beauty, homewares, and interestingly, menswear categories also doing nicely. So profit for the group, underlying profit up about 8.5%. Now, one area of the market that's actually helping to support the market at this stage is the banks, the financial space. So the big banks are up on average by about 1%, and also oil and gas companies, which are lifting on that 2.5% jump in oil prices overnight. The Aussie dollar finally is weaker. It's at 77.8 US.